Nah,
If the people on the
nothing.
internet listen to it right now, we're going to just stall out for a few minutes till we get some people home, because ain't nobody home right now. There go one
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, well, you know, the night might be a hard night with this game on, boy.
Well,
it come on at the
I'm
same time we come
it,
on. I mean, we might be
I'm
more popular in the game, but
yeah.
You finna play it already?
I'm gonna hit the intro.
All right,
how
go
many
ahead,
people?
Man.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show with co-host Nephew, 2015 Grudge Racers Rookie of the Year. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
This is Big Eddie, and I'm my co-host here, Other Nephew. How you doing tonight, Nephew?
Yes, man. I'm good, Eddie, and you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you, Crooked Letter?
Oh, I'm good, bro. I'm good. Real good.
Okay. Yeah, man. Uncle Larry join us yet, man, or he just laying back right now? Well, anyway, man, you know, it's another Friday night, you know, the Lord to bless us with, to get an opportunity to get on here and talk to some people and talk about some things that you want to talk about. Like I say, this is an equal opportunity show. We don't care where you're from, what side of town, what city, what state, what country. You have anything you want to say? Hit the one button, you know, let your concerns be heard. Anything you want to try to advertise, you might have for sale. Let people know. It might be somebody out here looking. But, you know, tonight, I guess there's a few little things we can touch about, man. I mean, last night's show was pretty good at Sam's show. He got some lock-ins coming up for his event that's coming up on the 25th. You know, we hoping to be a successful and a real good show. I don't know how many lock-ins he got in last night. Be nice to get some on our show, too. How many lock-ins he got? He got three last night? I think we got one more cricket letter. Yeah, I think it's one more we found out about Shine.
Didn't happen on the show,
Memphis.
Though.
Huh?
Didn't happen on the show. There's only three on the show.
Yeah, it was one more later on. I understand that Shine's fully locked in with, I believe, it was either Pete or either Frank Nitti. I don't know which one. But he's supposed to be locked in with that one also, Big Sam Race, besides the guy from out of Michigan there. You know, so anything you know about what's going on, Nephew?
No, man, you pretty much summed it up. You know, I know exactly what you know, and you know, as we talk, you know, something is actually brewing while we're talking. So hopefully we'll have confirmation on that in a short period of time.
Yeah, I wish they'd have held off and came on over here and done it, but they doing it, and we should know about it soon.
Right.
They working on that right now. It should come through and everything. And the other two, Crooked Letter, was two more that was on Sam's show besides Sam. Sam,
hold on, I'll tell you. I got it wrote down here. Where are they? Okay, we got Peter's Interior, 300 on 1,000.
Oh,
he
yeah.
is off Road Street, Fifth of Line,
we got who?
8 Mile.
Peter's Interior.
Peter's Interior
again.
Drew Ball and Shan, 500 on 2,500. Right. He is off Road Street, 2010 ZR1Z versus a Malibu out the back door. And they both must have small blocks.
Who you say? Sham and who?
Shan.
Shan. From out of Memphis.
And Duval?
Yeah.
Yep, Shan from Memphis.
Okay. Duval out of Memphis.
Detroit. Yep,
okay.
Detroit.
Okay.
And the other race was Brian and Lenny. They locked in 100 on 500. By 4 p.m. here at the Pro 38 Mile.
Okay, now are we talking about Brian out of Ground and Pound, or which
Brian
who are we talking
Ground
about?
And Pound.
Okay,
Brian from Ground
so
and
that's
Pound.
With the white Camaro.
Him and Lenny. Him and Lenny.
Okay.
Yeah, man, so it's starting to build up, you know. So that seems like it's going to be a pretty good day so far, you know. But, you know, I hadn't talked to Shine Man in years, and, when I heard his voice, I had to wait for a minute. I realized it was really him, and it felt good to go in and say hello to the brother. He a real down-to-earth guy, man. Been around for a long time doing some racing, and he's still doing it. So it was good to shout at him, to give a shout-out to him on that last night, man. That was good.
Yeah, everybody should know Shine started out with bikes. And
yes,
like
sir.
You said last night, He do calls too, occasionally. So they're gonna do it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm glad he picked this occasion to do it. You know, it's a format.
He say he had words with Duval down in Huntsville, and he didn't like how the little cat talked to him. So you know, he wanted to lock him in the running with the vet street call. Oh, you know,
okay.
That's what he said. So they finally locked it in and got it locked in. They kept on, and Duval was saying 1,500, and he was saying, let's do it with 2,000, you know what I'm saying? They told him first, do 200 on 2,000 on 1,500. He said, it's too much for him, which is true what he said. It's too much for him to travel way up there for that little bit of money, but he finally locked it in for 500 on 2,000. And the way that thing went was, Skin and Kimo was going to be responsible for the lock-in money.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be at 41 on the 25th.
Man, I was earlier talking to an old-time friend of mine, man, who used to be here. He's pretty much known by quite a few people, and He moved to Texas. He's been in Texas now for years, but he still got family here, so he traveled back and forth from time to time. And we call him Kimo. He out of Texas now, man. The man is real smart when it comes to race cars and how to deal with nitrous and stuff like that, you know. And every time I talk to him, you know, it's kind of like almost talking to drag, man. You know, somebody that knows something, and, you know, old school guy that's willing to explain things to you and everything, man. So I had gave him the number, you know, to call the show tonight. You know, I guess if he had time, he'd call and maybe hit the one button, man. And you can ask him pretty much any kind of question you want to, and if he know it, he's going to tell you. So he's a real you know, kind of guy that can, you know, put out a little education. He's a knowledgeable guy, you know. So, Kimo, if you're out there, man, hit the one button, man, you know, and holler with us, baby. That's up. So any underground news that we ain't heard about yet, or we maybe somebody heard about?
No, nothing from El Segundo or Mexico.
Okay. Well, you know, this game going on tonight, we might start off a little slow. Anybody out there want to raise your fingers, man, hit that one button. Don't be scared. Now, we know Terry will probably sitting back lurking, so don't be scared to hit the one button. Because Terrell's sitting out there, you know, he'll snap at anything, man. He's like a snapping turtle. So don't be scared, man. You just tell him if you don't want none, just tell him you don't want none of this. That's all you got to do is tell him I don't want none. He'll leave you alone, you know. I was talking, rather not talking, but listening to the show in the South, Willie Dawg show, I believe it was Tuesday night. They let the morning show handle it, man. It was a little entertainment, man. They brought up some, you know, valid points and some questions, you know, about some of the things that's going on with grudge racing and, you know, what they figure why things ain't happening and what they would like to see happen and, you know, always a little controversy too. But it was pretty good for the most part, you know. Them guys, you know, if you want to continue that conversation right there, with the guys from the north, you know, hit that one button and see if we can get some more answers to that, because it seemed like it was unfinished to me when y'all was talking about that. You know, Mike Hill and everybody was on there talking about that. You know, it was pretty good. You know, I didn't give it too much more thought, but it was a question I wanted to ask, but I can't think about what it was now about that situation.
You got a new caller. Okay, go ahead, Craig. Let's call in.
773-3490. Your mic will go.
What's happening, my brother?
What's up, brother?
My brother.
What's going on?
Yeah, I got some underground news. The underground news, the on top of the ground news, and around the news. At the north, going to the south, and the boys in the south. That's the news. The news is that we need to load up and make Donye Reyes be an all-out success. Hopefully, the North will turn out like they did, as great or better than they did with Tate. And whoop ass while they down there. I know my man, like my nephew, I've been riding my life. And he got a couple of races locked in. He's going to beat the hell out of his band. That's one win for him. I think he got a couple more races locked in, but he should come back victorious. That's the underground news for the week. Is that,
man, that's some great. That's some great underground news, man. That's some great underground news. Yes, sir. Donye Reyes is going down. It's supposed to be going down. You got that information, the dates and everything on that deal? Nephew, one of y'all guys?
Donye came on last week and announced it.
Donye Reyes.
Yeah, Donye Reyes is on the 18th.
Okay.
It's on the 18th of so that's next week, next weekend,
Middle
which is
Georgia
Saturday. Yeah, Middle Georgia Motorsports Park in Jefferson. What is that? Jefferson. Crooked Letter. That's Jefferson, Georgia, right?
Yeah, right outside of Macomb.
Yes, sir, Macomb.
Yeah, man. Donye came on the radio, man, on the show the other week, and he told him, he said, I'm ready now. He said, I'm calling out everything in the state of Georgia. So,
Everything on the 29.
Everything on the 29 in the state of Georgia. He called
it
out, and it got quiet.
Yes, sir. You have been put on alert.
And
you know what time it is.
Mr. Nephew, sir, I would love to rephrase that for you. Not put on alert, but put on notice.
on notice.
Hey, however you want to say it, Crickle Letter, I support that message.
Well, what do y'all think about the message that Tate left out for Jamie, man?
Let me say this about Tate.
Yeah.
Tate, I've been knowing a lifetime, man. Why do you want to try to play Tate like he was a play pretty? I don't know. Because anyone that has ever in life encountered Tate know if he anywhere close to ready, he's going to get busy. So they draw on the man, they talk crazy to the man while he was trying to get to be at least 30% of ready. Well, now he done got, I won't say 100%, but he's in the ballpark now. And they angered the man. You know, when the old saying says, when a giant is asleep, you let him sleep. Well, they woke him up. That's all. They woke him up. And now they're waking him. They must pay the piper. That's all.
But Brother D, I got a quick question. Since you said that, you say now that they done woke the giant up. But what happened when you wake the giant up and you won't answer the phone? Because Tate has been on somebody's back porch.
Okay.
He been on their heels and they won't answer the phone.
Wait a minute. I tried a short answer. You got a quick question, I got a short answer. Here's how you do that. They have awakened him. They want to answer the phone, so he's going to show up at their front door.
I heard that. Hey, we got a caller. I want to join y'all right quick, y'all.
I tell you, he want to join y'all. You want to join y'all better than Hog on Slop, I think so. 219-2285. Come on in, Brother Leon.
That's the number that they woke up. See, he was in the same shape. Trying to get his car right,
yeah,
and messing with him. And now that he done got his car halfway right, he ready for war.
Mm. Yeah, man.
That's a good thing to be.
2285.
You know, like a Willie Dog and Willie Dog.
Like
say, this, I don't want none of that no more.
Well, it's like this: the North always have whoopers out of it. So they had a few victories coming their way, and they got ahead.
They're going to put all four bullets on
you,
D-Bad.
I know it. You know, they know me. They know I get out of hand every time. The man, I feel good.
Yes,
I feel like jabbing.
Yes.
You know, sometimes
yes,
I feel like jabbing night one of night. See,
yes,
that's what they got now. See, they just woke them up. The guys took them no-dos, so they won't go back to sleep no time soon. Like they were shipping that train to go around. The North is taking note of those now to make sure they stay up. They're going to beat the hell out of them. Nothing in the South will be victorious. Nothing. Mess with these
guys.
Wow. Nothing.
Wow.
That's
a bold statement.
You know why they're strong words and why you can make bold statements like that? Hey, man. When the Lakers had, had a team they called Showtime. And when they had Magic, Jabbar, Worthy, they didn't worry about nobody because they knew somebody going to be on. Everybody can't be off at the same time. Well, then they came around with Shaq and Kobe. When they brought that gorilla on the floor, he became unbeatable. Well, that's what you got now. You got gorillas. The North is a gorilla. They don't ask for nothing, they take it.
Hey, so Brad D, I got another quick question for you, Brad D. So you mean to tell me that these grizzly bears magically turned or transformed into silverback gorillas overnight?
Well, no, see, I got a question for that, too. They was never grizzly bears. It was just cubs all the time.
Cubs.
But they were fighting among themselves. See, when you fight among yourself, it's easy to be a giant. But when you start investing with them killers,
Oh shit! Hello. Good report.
I tell you, tonight when it's nice, I feel good. And when I feel good, I tend to get out of here. I'm hoping we're over here. I know they're on the line. They be calling in. They be checking in.
Hey, Brad D,
well, this is right. This is the proper place to do it, Brad D.
You know, when I go out sometimes, I haven't done that in a while because I grew up a little bit, but I was out there in the world, man, doing those things that I shouldn't have been doing, and we would go gambling. A lot of people like to be at the bar because they want to put some security on their money. I never bet the bar. I don't like being safe. I like being outside the rail. I'm looking to be safe because nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. I want to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dog show. I listened to him the other day. He talking to a man, Nip, asking him where is his car at, and I'm going to put a car in your class. See, all that came about because he took that double dip where he took an ass with him a few weeks ago. He turned around and laughed. He didn't take one. I knocked Tony Vine, but I don't knock the boss man. And what I mean by that is that I know that sounds like he's being contradicting, but I say that with great respect and disrespect at the same time. And let me close it up. Tony is a crybaby to the fullest.
He's
a crybaby. He can't stand a loss. Oh, he's a thoroughbred crybaby. But I got to give him respect also. I must give his respect also because I despise losing. Losing to me is despicable. And that's how Tony feels when he loses. So I can understand he's kind of a crybaby that I kind of respect because he despises losing just that much. So that's why I say I kind of disrespect and respect him at the same time. But he must prepare himself. And I'm trying to get him prepared for another loss. You know, now.
Oh, shit, I heard that. Hey, quick enough. Could you write that down for me, what Brother D said? Brother D said he was a what kind of crap baby you say was, Brother D, again?
Can you
write that down, Crickland?
In all due respect, man, in order to be a winner, you need to be a foul loser. You got to learn how to lose, but you need to be a foul loser. See, when you're a foul loser, you won't take them. You do all you can to keep from getting them. So that's why I say I respect him. He's just a thoroughbred crybaby, but I respect his pride because Tony does things that I don't think I would even want to do. I'm afraid to try to do them. I don't think there's no way possible I would try to race from Thursday to Sunday every week. It's 50 weeks in a year. I would even try to do it. I'm not going to lie and say I would. So I respect him to the fullest for that. But I didn't want to be prepared for another ass whooping me and he can go back to being Tony. Yeah, he's going to slap the hell out of it. And if Jamie out there anywhere.
Say it one more time.
I'm on the show for a duration tonight. And if Jamie's out there anywhere, he's going to slap his ears together.
Man, they sound like they meant business, boy. When they were talking the other night, they meant business, and I mean they had full attention when they were talking to
them. You all want to hear something crazy? You all want to hear something crazy? Check it out. Have you noticed Rick not trying to push shorties? I read. Not even trying. Don't want to be caught nowhere near the Ron. saying he put a show together. Why? Because he know that Save the Black is in his house.
Yeah, man.
I sure can't wait till that's over with, man.
Cause I know our boys gonna come out victorious, man. And that.
Well, just say something. Hey, attorney, I got another case coming up. Cause my mama said, "What more worried than gonna knock a straight out? I'm gonna need your assistance."
Okay. I know that's right, man. But you know, Brother D, one thing I can say, man, I think one person over there that's talking, he try to keep it straight down the middle, even though he's from the South, man. You know, when I hear him talk, he try to keep it real.
Double D.
That don't seem like, uh-huh.
Double D?
Yeah. No, Bobby Cole, man.
Well,
so Bobby Cole seemed to keep it.
I'm going to say this about Bobby Cole. I've known Bobby for 100 years, man. Bobby was the first guy that used to come up here and raise Bobby and Harold, who you don't know how you hear his name, called him was Harold. But Junior Griffin, yeah, man, them guys used to come up here and raise for years with Junior. And Bobby always had been a straight shooter. He never just got that way. Always have been. He called what he see and see what he called. But that's nothing new. There's nothing new.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's
so
nice. I'm calling this Bobby a straight shooter. I'm a round the world shooter. They'll shoot them bullets and go around the building and come back because you can't hide.
Damn. You feeling it tonight, you brother?
I told you I'm a rare form tonight. See, sometimes I'll be a rare form. I was up in a place called Monroe, Wisconsin, here a few days ago, and I run into this place called Remington, where they make the bullet. And the guy showed me a bullet. One was, I think, 3 inches long, and one was 2 inches long. The one was 3 inches long and had Donnie name written on it because he got like 3 races locked in. And the one that was 2 inches long and had Tate name written on it because he got 2 races locked in. And they both were bent. And I asked him why. He said, "They go around the corner and come back so you can't hide from the guy." He said, "Once they shoot, they're definitely going to hit their target." I know you've never been around for him. Y'all better stop me. Sometimes I get on the road and I can't stop. I can't stop myself sometimes. I be trying, but I can't stop. Hit it when I didn't want to fight with D. Please come on. I'm in good form tonight. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm like Prince. Let's go crazy.
Man,
I couldn't believe them guys that ordered them bullets, man. It was some special order bullets. I'm like, I hear you now. And he asked me, he said, "Well, you know, they on order to be delivered on the 16th so they can make it down." But he said, "Well, ask me since I was there if I wanted to bring them back." I told him, "You'll give them to me." I brought them all back. They were special delivered for you.
Yeah, man.
Three the hard way, man.
You know it.
What happened to Leon? He dropped off, man. I heard Crick let her call his name.
He never did. His mic open, but he never did say anything.
Oh, okay.
313-5187. Your mic is on.
What up, man? What happened, y'all? Shit, D talking about that Bobby Cole got a bullet with Donnie name on it. I got a motherfucking bullet Sunday with his goddamn name on it.
Oh,
I'm a straight shooter.
Oh,
I got a straight shooter.
Motherfucker,
man. 4 o'clock showdown. 4 o'clock showdown, and I'm shooting straighter than a motherfucker because I got a little gun, so I got to aim straight. I ain't got one of them big guns that I can reload, so I gotta use my one bullet as good as I can, D.
See,
yes,
again, remember how a slave owner you can pack that shotgun and hold 300 slaves at bay. That was what he got. He never missed. Quintero got one of them old guns. You got to pack it. But when he shoots, he make contact.
I ain't missing. There indeed. You go. There you go. I'm indeed. Shooting. I'm aiming straight to the motherfucker. 4 o'clock showdown.
Don't miss. Tried to tell them guys it was getting out of pocket. The North don't miss. See, here's what y'all feel like, man. Let me explain to you guys. The South was able to get out of pocket with the North and talk all that yo-yo, yang-yang, Jack, because they knew, like everybody else know, they was able to start racing a lot earlier than the North. The North was trying to prepare cars while those cars was ready. Well, if you out front and can't talk, when can you talk?
Yeah.
They was out front. But the difference is, their fish hooks been thrown out now. Everybody up here got a reel. These boys down south got 10-pound reels. These boys up here got 40-pound reels. Bring them in. Caught. And that's what's going to happen, you know. These guys threw them hooks out now. Shark is trying to run. Them boys are sharks.
Yeah,
down
man.
There. These whales up here. I've
and
never
then when those
attack a whale.
When Tate was trying to talk, man, there was 10 of them jumping all over him, man. Every time he say something, he had to hit something. They were talking so much, so fast, so many of them, you couldn't even really understand what the hell they were saying. So after a while, a couple of them stepped up in there with Tate so he wouldn't be talking by himself. It felt like they were just piling on him, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, they act like they got mad because he kept asking about Jamie. He said, Jamie named all them calls.
Well, why not get angry? If I know you slapping me and I can't win, I might get angry too. But what I
feel
is just accept the fact that I can't win.
Oh, shit.
That's what I told Nephew earlier. She did all those call-outs to Tate. They don't really know Tate the Great. He didn't just start calling himself Tate the Great. You know, in names, you earn certain names. Like Drag earned the name Big Drag.
Yeah.
He was big as hell, and was drag racing every day. He didn't just acquire that name overnight. These names are earned. You know? Now, Tate has earned the name Tate the Great. It's not something he just looked up one day and said, I'm going to call myself Tate the Great. No, don't work that way, Flynn. Earn it. So now you got one of the greatest of all time tracking you. Bad business. You know, I sit up sometimes when I like to watch old Western. I was looking at Rifleman here last week, and this guy came in. He was a smooth operator, man. He came in just as cool and come on to McCain's rant and told McCain was a stick up. McCain started laughing. So he told McCain that I'm going to leave my brother here and he's going to hold your son hostage. You're going to go to the bank with me and tell them to give me this money. They walk into the bank, and when the guy announced what it was, stick up, the bank man said, what is this? So McCain said, well, he's got Mark held hostage. But at the end, McCain told him, this world is not big enough for you. I would track you down. And what did he do? Tracked him down. Found him.
Yes, sir.
And disposed of him. This is what the North is doing now, see? The North is tracking the South. They're trying to hide. They're licking their paws, you know, taking tree limbs, trying to wipe the tracks out. But, hey, none of those tricks work. It's not going to work. These are bloodhounds, man. Thoroughbred bloodhounds. Clydesdale.
Oh, man.
You know, world of trouble. You didn't see Johnny Cochran come from the South. Hey, Cochran's in the North. The world's great.
Okay.
Might be a good game tonight. Yeah, 20. It's going to shape up to be a good game tonight.
Yeah, man. Hey, Terrio, you still there?
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, you you got two of your fries in the grease, man. Is anybody else you out there looking for, man?
Not right now. After I fry these motherfuckers here.
Going on tonight.
Serve up one dinner at a time. I'm having a ball right now, man. Trust me.
I know that's
ball,
right,
man. Shit, I'm having a motherfucking ball. I got what I want. Everybody telling me to take the bus on a pro tree. It's crazy and everything. I'm gonna show you wrong. I'm gonna show them, Big Eddie. Show them how.
I know that's right.
Tell them about it, D. If a motherfucker want to go to the line, if a motherfucker want to get in the ring and slug it out with a motherfucker, you're going to get in the ring and slug it out. You're going to get in the ring and do what the fuck you got to do and get it over with, man.
A lot of these guys don't know Terrio. Terrio been around for 100 years, man. And
yes,
he used to carry, I don't know if he still do. I'm pretty sure he still got him, though. He used to carry the boxing gloves around with it.
You remember that?
You can't
fight you up, man. I sure did.
Ain't no joke, man. Knock
the motherfucker out.
Knock you out, man.
Yeah, man. It ain't no thing, man. We're going to get on the motherfucking thing, do our burnouts, and let these motherfuckers. That one's two motherfuckers got it out and want to get it over with. Want to do what it do and let that shit go, man.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Yeah.
Let's do what it do.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
A lot of guys don't know him, man. A lot of guys don't know how Terrio used to dress. Terrio actually came around with him. Let you know he come to knock you out.
Yep.
And was knocking him out. It ain't like it was no joke. Yeah.
Having a ball, D. It's all about having some fun, man. You can't ask for no better than that. 4 o'clock showdown like y'all used to do once I used to watch y'all. And y'all used to go on Old Donnie and have a 12 o'clock showdown.
That's it. Yeah. High noon.
That motherfucking white Buick used to be humming like a motherfucker, man. You had that white Buick doing his thing, man.
Hey, I still got
that's
that
one
car,
thing
man.
I give it to you, man. Man,
I got that
hey.
Car. Got that car right there, man.
Hey. You made me a pure believer, Joe.
Wow.
I ain't gonna lie. You made me a pure believer. That man used to be at Devil's Pit. He used to be at Devil's Pit. Had that motherfucker in there. You had you a Ken Bell Buick motor. I remember it like yesterday. Diaz used to walk around with a cape and say that motherfucker when he's getting ready to go out and do.
It was a good day, man. It was a good day.
Man, you talking about the good days, man. That shit there. That shit there was the real days.
We drag race every day. Yeah. It wasn't. If it wasn't raining, and
who got in background noise?
Hey, D.
Stop the race was raining around here.
If a motherfucker didn't know, boy, I give him credit what I saw doing. This is what I was giving him in the game, boy. That Buick was a leaving motherfucker, boy. If it left on you, shit, yeah, it did. They was talking about catching it. It wasn't no catching that motherfucker. That Buick killed a many. Hey, that Buick killed a many Chevrolets, man.
Yeah, for Black Buick, in those days, Terrio, for what the numbers they was running. I could run the mile an hour, that shit was gonna run. That's why they couldn't catch it.
Yeah.
The car ran the best of 10:39 on motor. 10:38, 10:39 on motor.
Wow.
And that was a tremendous number for back then. You know, you talking about 85, 86. It wasn't a whole lot of Chevrolet around that thing. But like I said, the only thing that stopped us from racing was rain. If it wasn't rain, we wanted to race so bad back then, we would load up and start driving and just drive till we run out of rain.
You want to know what made that Buick that's so good though, really though, that your car, what
that
people don't realize,
hurdle.
The 60-foot move, but the car was consistent. It was consistent. It was a consistent car.
That's it. You knew she was going to do the same. And see, you know, the thing in there, in Ontario, we weren't into that telling you how to dress your car. You know, you put on what you wanted to put on.
You know, racing.
I don't think a joke one to throw in was if you're spraying, if you're not. Everybody tell you what size to put on. You know,
yeah.
That wasn't the thing then. That's the click now.
I don't know what he's saying that. I don't know what he said.
Yeah, that is. But like I said, if it wasn't raining, it was a race on somewhere. Somebody said a town, somewhere in this city, it was a race going on.
Yeah, man, that was a show.
Phil, we can hear you begging, man. We can hear you begging.
Hey, you know what? I'm not begging. This is an old friend. Hey, is Knucklehead on the line?
I hadn't seen or heard from him.
Okay, I was just looking for him for somebody. Cause I don't beg. I don't cheat on my wife, my girlfriend, or my boo. I'm my fiance. I'm my mistress. I'm my fiance.
You begging, man. You begging, man.
I don't feel what. Yeah. What do with it, man?
We heard you offer that $2,500.
Yes, he wants you. Oh, he wants you on either one of them.
Everybody trying to hear what Phil talking about now.
We want you on there, too. That man's not rap tight, man. That man has never had anything. And he's too old to try to fight some man.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, nephew, the North is serving notice, man. They're serving notice. June 18th.
Yeah, somebody got a lot of background.
I'm going to go on mute for a minute because I got these kids in the background.
Okay.
Who is that?
Oh,
that's Leon. Hey, Leon, that's all right,
man, because Big Eddie
love
the kids.
Yeah, Big Eddie
love
the kids.
Hey, Big
Eddie. Well, they kind of loud back there. I'm going to wait till I get home and then I get back on.
All right, your mic being open.
Them kids have a ball.
Okay.
The kids are there. They'll be growing tomorrow. Let them have their fun. We'll go out there. I was a hard head joker when I was a kid, man. My grandfather would tell me. I'm just not quite as bad as I was then. Hey, man, you got to know your limitations. Man, you got to know self. I know self. I don't deny it. You didn't even try to argue with nobody, did you? But no, man, you tell me, man, he's the son. He said, I don't care how good that game be because I love playing basketball. I will go above and beyond to play me some ball. He said, 9 o'clock, son, I want you in the house. Well, the community center. Now, I'm in Mississippi now, see. The community center was only 2 blocks from my house. What my grandfather would do, at about 10 to 9, he would blow his horn. You could hear, bah, 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 bah. I'd be knowing it's him. But, man, this game is going to 32. It's about 20-22 now. I'm not about to stop. I'm just going to take this with me. I know I'm going to get a beat down, so I'm just going to take it. I go and play music ball. When I come home, he would have 3 switches braided waiting on me. Cause I knew I got it coming. So I was just hard headed. And so what am I saying? This is how the North and South is. The South know the North gonna whoop their ass, but they're just hard headed. They keep coming back for punishment. They just gutting for punishment.
Hey, be careful, crooked letter than Mike that he said.
They just gunning for pleasure, man. They know what they got coming, and they keep coming back.
Yeah, man. They say all the premier colleges in the South, you know, and they did. That's a question that Mike Hill asked that didn't make no sense to me. He said, why do the North want to come to the South and race? And why they don't race each other? I mean, Donye and them constantly say that really there ain't a lot of competition up here for them. So if you want to test, you know, what's supposed to be the best, then you got to go to them over there because they ain't coming down here. So that was kind of a dumb question to me.
Well, Mike's a good guy. He's a highly educated brother. He plays squad. Mike throw certain NUs out just to get certain responses. When he's looking for something. You know, a lot of times, if they didn't call it putting a soft tune up in. But see, for Weezy, we just throw in the car and go racing. And you get down the track as fast as you can, as quick as you can, and that was that. The thing with that is just because, check it out. There's plenty of competition here. But why beat up on each other when you can go beat up on another state?
Yeah.
That's the time. You're in an era now to where traveling is just the thing to do now.
Yeah, and you can
like
afford to do it.
Right. See, like I was talking to a brother no later that day. And I was telling him, you know, down in Huntsville a few weeks ago, man, I had the time of my life. Not only did I enjoy myself, I got a chance to put some faces with some names. You know,
That's right.
And this is what's happening today, man. Guys, for the most part, are just flat out enjoying themselves, traveling around from state to state. You were talking about Bobby Cole a few minutes ago, and he's a perfect example of what I'm getting at. Bobby is what you call the epitome of a friend. I don't know no one that will unearnestly tell you they dislike the man. Try to help anybody.
Yeah, he do that.
I seen Bobby up here several years ago, man. He was up at Rockford.
Nephew
wrecked his car. Well, nephew wrecked his car. He was trying to remember this guy named Kelly, who he's deceased now. God rest his soul. But Kelly needed a carburetor linkage. And Bobby said, well, that one right there, go ahead and get it. Now you got one. And he was trying to run Kelly. But he wouldn't give Kelly a linkage just to run. You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. A lot of times they just make stuff to be something that's not. Man, in the end,
that's right.
I'm talking plenty crazy about the South tonight because I feel good. But when this show is over, it's back to just being regular people. This is drag racing. And drag racing only. All we're doing is hyping up the race, man.
But guess what, Brad D? Some people can't detach the two, though. And they stay a grudge racer for the remainder of their life. They can't detach the two.
Well, that's the very reason I made the statement in a long way, or what you call it, a long form. You know, I was in school, I was having a math whiz. And I used to figure out shortcuts to problems. I didn't know how I got the answer, but I would get the answer. And the teacher would tell me all the time, she said, now go the long way around so you know what you did and how you did. Well, and that's what I mean by this racing. I'm going the long way around because, man, people need to understand this is just race talk, man. This ain't that personal. I don't have to dislike you to dislike you.
Hey,
I can
let me interrupt you for a second. I got some people in queue here. Preacher Boy, your mic is open. Preacher Boy's on, Eddie.
Let him come on in.
6516, you in queue, you next.
Hey, everybody.
How everybody doing, man?
What's happening, Preacher Boy?
I just wanted to say a few things that I didn't like that happened yesterday on Mr. Sham's show. Sham do not deserve a show. For the simple fact, I thought this was a talk show for drag racers. And whenever you have something you want to talk about, you was able to talk about it. This South Side versus West Side stuff is really getting out of control because he let the South Side say what they want to, but when the West Side talked, he shut us off. He cut me off the line yesterday. I mean, totally. shut me off, not off the mic, off the program.
BET style?
You got BET yesterday?
Yeah, I got BET yesterday.
Man.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to let that slip out. I apologize. I didn't mean to say that, but it just came to mind.
That's overruled.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead, pretty boy, man. You got the flow.
I do understand when you pull a bitch by her neck, she do whole ass shit.
Uh-oh.
So I just sit there and pull some whole ass shit that wasn't really cool. First of all, I think we was...
Your phone breaking up, Freak.
He took it to a whole different level.
Okay.
You know, I was trying to explain it. If I locked in some money to race, my car wasn't nowhere to be together. I was just proving a point of how people just say things and do things. $100 didn't matter to me.
But that's not what you were talking about, Preacher Boy. In the beginning,
no, I was
before
them,
beep beep.
He did mention that too, though.
Yeah, he did, but I'm just saying before he got cut off, he was talking about. I think you were speaking about, you know, when you say you got certain people coming to your races and booking them and putting cops in your race.
You have John Forster. Make sure you have John Forster. Don't lie to people to get people to show up. That's what we were talking about. My thing is, if you know you're going to have a bracket race and you're going to pay this amount of money off, if these people, that's what you do. If them people don't show up, still had a bracket race, but explain to the people the payout won't be as much. We're going to still do what we said we're going to do. Don't tell me you're going to have the little red wagon there doing willies, and when we get there, you got some old white man on a bicycle trying to do a willie down the track. You know, Mr. Fish said he had 8 people coming down here to run everybody down here, and when he got here, it was 2 people. One that had gas, and the other one just was just mean.
Wow.
You know,
well, I know one didn't have a helmet, right?
Right, one didn't even have a helmet.
Yeah.
So my thing is, don't publicize something that you know you're not going to do or have going on. That's all I'm saying. We all love drag races, but you have fans that really don't know too much about drag races, and when they hear something, then Tony Bass coming here. Well, I saw him on the internet. Oh, Donye going to be there. I heard about him. I want to meet him. That's what people do. Now, what I was trying to explain to them, just like they had that big race for 41, them people said a Sonoma was going to be here, and that boy with the color is going to be here.
They were there.
And them people came to see those people because that was a star to them. Street Outlaw people, wow, they were stars. I want to just meet them. Which when they got here, the car wasn't shit. But they still showed up. Their cars were broke just like my car was broke.
Yeah, but guess what though, Preacher Boy? They didn't hold no punches. They anything you asked them people, they told you. They tried to help you. They was very knowledgeable about what was going on, and so you know you got to commend them for that.
Hey, them people was beautiful. They showed everything they had. They told all their secrets.
Yes, sir. They didn't have nothing.
You know, so like I said, though, but they said on the paperwork that these people were coming out, and they showed up. So when you throw these shows, all I ask them people to do is tell the people the truth. Well, we're going to try to get these people here, or yes, these people are going to be here by all means necessary. That's all I was trying to say last night before I got jumped on, as you want to say, as a West Sider.
You got jumped on.
Well,
yeah, I let the man have his go off. It was his show. He ain't got no friends at home, so he had to have somebody to talk to.
Right.
Well, I can tell you this here, man. With me and nephew show here, you know, we try to get anybody opportunity to talk about whatever they want to talk about. We want to hear it because, you know, it might be some good news. We don't just get stuck on one thing, you know, so All I can tell you, man, you're welcome to come on this show and speak about whatever you want to speak about. We tell people if you have some advertisements you want to spit out, you can spit it out. If you got some parts you might want to sell or you want to announce that you're looking for certain parts, you can come on this show and you can do all that. You know, that's what makes a show. And we, like I always say, man, we the equal opportunity people here, man. We don't care what side of town you come from. We made up a South Side and West Side. The organization made up of the same thing. So I don't care what side of town you come from, what city you come from, what state you come from. I don't give a damn if you came from over in the Middle East. You can come on here.
Yes,
we might not understand what the hell you saying, but we're going to let you talk.
Just, yes,
sir.
Like
that. So, man, you're
man,
welcome
we
to come on here.
We ain't bringing that Al-Qaeda shit on here. Stop lying. We ain't bringing that Al-Qaeda bullshit on here.
But what if
the Al Qaeda person was trying to tell you don't carry your ass to the track? We need to hear that.
We need to hear that.
Hey, Crooked Ladder.
Just bring the next call in.
The call that was in Q dropped his hand out. You can come back in if you want
hey,
to.
Hey, Big Eddie. Big
okay.
Eddie.
Yeah, what up?
I just want to say one thing, man. If just real talk, you know, not getting off the subject or anything, because I just wanted to, you know, say this.
All right.
When you ever see the Taliban blow up some black people, man, stop that shit.
Man, yeah, you're right. I mean,
stop
if it was, it was
shit,
just
man.
A... It wasn't no purpose.
By accident. That shit was by accident. Trust me.
Well, I'm gonna tell you
the
military term. I'm gonna tell you the military term for this. It's called
I already know what it is.
Casualty of war.
Yeah, I know what it is. But what I'm saying is this. When yeah, they do. It do. But what I'm saying is that when any one of them strap on any one of them bombs, they intentions is not to kill black people. I guarantee you that.
Well, I don't know, man. I just feel they put the message out and it's just to beat the other people in the way.
They love the brothers, man. They love the brothers and shit. We buying all that hair weave and fingernails and shit like that and shoes and shit. They love us, man. I'm telling you.
You talking about them Vietnamese Koreans now. But I'm just going to say, like, I don't understand the shit he's saying. And he may be telling me to get the hell out of the way. He may not be telling me to get the hell out of the way. I don't give a damn. I'm getting the hell out the way. If he's there, I'm not going.
I heard that shit, Kirk.
Now, that's racist, man. That's racist, man.
No, it's not. That's safety. That's safety.
Hey, Kirk Ladder, you know, the funny part about that is, you know, and it's sad to say, is that the person that you know will probably do something more fucked up to you than one of them would.
I don't know. And I ain't trying to find out.
Oh, okay. All
right.
Carry on. Well, right now
we want to act like that the South is the Taliban and Don Yeenum going down as the good guys to knock
no,
their ass off.
What you want to do is come South and race and be victorious. There ain't no Taliban down here.
Crooked Ladder. I just got a quick question for you.
We don't even want that title.
You know,
we don't want that title.
I got a quick question, Crooked Ladder. Why is it that when they shoot they shots, we don't get no goddamn bulletproof vest. But then when shots get fired back, everybody want to jump in front of, you know, they want to jump in front of the bullet.
Well, let me tell you the secret. I don't be... Wherever you hear and what you hear that half this stuff I don't hear, but I don't go on these talk shows and stuff.
I'm gonna have to ask Brother D to come back on the show,
now,
man. Brother D, you still out there?
But now I'm just saying right here, I'm not jumping in the middle of nothing. I'm not jumping in front of nothing. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, we don't want to be no Taliban. That's all I'm saying.
And that was just a form, man, of putting, you know, the enemy against the good guys. That's all, man.
Do it a different way.
Oh, okay. How about this? Quick Ladder. Is there not a racing group down south called the Taliban?
Yeah, That's beside the point. That's them. They're not over here.
I'm just asking the question.
Like I said, all I can say is this. They're not over here with me. I don't know nothing about them.
Come on, man.
You might be a damn Taliban, man.
What am I supposed to tell you? I don't know nothing about them.
Okay. If you get Biz on the phone, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure Biz will tell you.
I heard the name, but I don't know nothing about him.
I don't know who it is. I heard Biz say Taliban. I heard the guy used to drive the Tyler Ratchet say Taliban. But I don't know who no Taliban is. I don't know who Taliban is.
Okay.
All right, leave him alone, nephew. Leave him alone. All right, let's go on back into things. Ain't nobody else got their hands up, Crooked Letter?
No.
They stuck in that basketball game, man. They stuck in that basketball game.
Yeah, man, they in that basketball game.
It's pretty good. It's only about two or three point lead in the game right now. It's been close all night.
39-36.
Yeah.
Golden State. For those who ain't got TVs, man, and riding around in their cars and wish they can't get to the TV or listen to the game, let's monitor the game tonight. And if any graduation come along, then we'll talk about it.
Oh, wow. You going
to
monitor the game?
Because everybody into the game, man. Yeah, man, everybody into the game, man.
Man. I heard that.
Big Eddie and Nephew game report.
Oh, man.
How about that? We call it the Nephew and Big Eddie game report show tonight.
Oh, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Either way you put it, man. Sound good to me, man.
Yeah, man. So, Brother D, you still there, Brother D?
I'm sorry, my brother. I had to go off the air for a moment, but I'm back. If anyone came on and had any type of remarks of anything that I stated or want to make a response to something I had to say, I'm back to fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I heard that. Now, Preacher Boy, if you know, whenever you do get your car ready, man, you know, you decide to lock in with somebody, remember that we don't mind you talking, man. You can come right on here and lock in. Lock their ass in right here on Friday night, man.
Well, let me say this, Preach. Preach, check this out. I want Preach to understand. I understand as well. I just said, Big Sam, I'm not sure of the show.
I don't know if he's still on the phone, B.
He's still on.
I hope he is.
Oh,
if he's
okay.
Not. If he's all good, if he's not, I'm gonna speak to the guys anyway. So those that heard him, let's not say Big Sam don't deserve a show. Big Sam's a good show host, a very good host. I don't have a problem per se myself with Big Sam catering to the South, because take myself for example. So like as they say in the South, we like to say stay in the paint. I put myself in the paint. If the North went out, no, I won't say the North, but if the West side went out today and we go to the Grove, if the South side do the biggest of the winning, hell, I'm not reporting it. I want to.
I know that's right.
You feel me? So I say that to say this. Don't get upset if he let the South side kind of overrule the West side. He's a South sider. It's all in fun having a ball on your show, man. I came on and I said, breaking news, West Side 2-0. If it had been reversed, I never would have came on. I had a reason to come on and say, yeah, Warren. I can't stay in the South Side when it comes to racing, man. And let me clear it up, man. I can't stay in the South Side when it comes to racing. And some of my friends out South for 40 years, man. Outside. Down here, didn't live out South. He's like 78, man. Danielle's awful, man. You know? But don't get upset with him. Don't get upset with him because they let the, he may not cut you off. Your mic may have dropped, man. Don't,
No, it was a whole different thing. D, you must have hit a show last night, but it wasn't about really North Side and West, South Side and West Side. Yesterday it was on something else. So
I didn't hear. I knew I had an early start, but now my point is that I don't want that big shit to deserve a show, because like I say, I'm not gonna report nothing on the South Side. It's all in.
Well, you know he probably didn't mean. You know he probably didn't mean that, man. That was just something saying out of response of what happened last night to get off his chest, man. You know, because you know that's probably all it is, man. You know, it ain't really nothing to feed into. Preacher Boy just came on and you know, got a few things off his chest, and it ain't really nothing to rat him about. It ain't really nothing to rat Sham about. I feel that any time when Sham be talking about North Side, South Side, and West Side, I believe it mostly be all in fun. I don't think it's no harm intended. I think don't nobody really take it that way, you know. So
yeah,
it's just
man,
all in the game of having fun with the West Side and the South Side. Well, look at me, man. I used to live on the South Side. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it don't matter to me where you come from. You can come on here and talk out, like I say before, all the time. No matter where you're from, man, you know. But I think it's all fun and games, man.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Well, I understand that.
I understand that.
Yeah. Like you say, but you communicate with the South Side.
Nothing on the South Side can beat the West Side. West Side will beat them down to a pulp. Wake them up and beat them again.
Well, you might not be able to call Big Sham Show no more. You keep on saying that.
Yeah, you're going to get banned. You're going to get banned for life, man.
Man, you said they're going to exile me out, too?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it basically be all in fun, man, you know. It just got a little out of hand, you know, last night. I don't know why, you know, but it just got a little out of hand and shit. You know, as long as we have things going, these things is going to happen from time to time. We just got to move past them and keep on doing what we're doing, man. Ain't no love lost. Ain't nobody take no bruises, so it can't be that bad.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's happening, Big Mark?
Nothing much, man. Just enjoying this beautiful day, man. How's everybody doing in this grudge world tonight?
Oh, man, we hanging on in there. You?
Hey, same thing. Hey, a quick announcement, man, for all the swap meet people. Pia Tone Big Swap Meet, Sunday morning. Opens at 6:30. So if you're looking for anything and trying to sell something, that's where you need to be.
But you got to try to get back before Terry will lock in with Donye, man.
Easy. All you got to do is hit 10 and come straight across to 41.
Man.
No problem.
You going to big mom?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to get there when the gate open. I'm going to try to be out of there no later than about 11 o'clock on my way to 41.
Oh, wow.
Unless I buy something or find something in the car corral to bring out of there.
Don't say that.
Hey, I'm going to try. I got my eye open. If I see something I like, it ain't talking too crazy. I got to have it.
I heard that.
Hey, like I said, they open at 6:30.
They probably got a whole car out there for you, man. Turnkey, rest to go.
Hey, depending on what they talking about now, hey, man, I'll pull it. Hey, if it's a good deal, I'm looking for a deal.
I heard that.
I'll pull it, but I ain't going to limit myself to a car, man. I don't know, I might find a golf cart or a scooter or something, just something that somebody might need. Ain't no telling.
Oh, okay, I heard that.
Also, I could use a part or two for my Suburban, so I'm going to be with eyes wide open looking around.
I heard that.
Hey, but who all locked in for Sunday? Terrio, somebody told me Terrio and
Danye.
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 Yeah, keep okay. Driving. Danye driving. Keep car.
Okay. Now they're gonna have Keith car, Albert car.
No, not right. Albert car. Keith car.
Keith car. Dr. Bombay. That ain't Danye no more. That's Dr. Bombay now. I call him.
Okay.
He got to earn his name back.
You call him Dr. Bombay.
Dr. Yeah. Bombay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. That shit there was from, what you remember that they called Dr. Bombay? Was that on Bewitched or Genie or whatever? He got to earn that Danye back now. Well, that's
Bewitched.
Dr. Bombay. Fuck that. He couldn't get it right. Dr. Bombay be out playing golf or something. He out there piloting and shit. He can't get it right now, so I'm fucking with him now. He got to earn his name again. He got to earn it.
All right. So what you gentlemen discussing this evening, I just tuned in. I don't know what the topic is for tonight or what.
Well, it ain't a whole lot, Mark. I don't think we got a lot of people on here tonight, and you know, we just did a little discussion about certain different things, and I think everybody watching the basketball game, so this here probably not going to last too much longer, because you know, I hate to be at a funeral, you know.
All right. I understand.
You know, I was expecting a few more people to come on and. You know, I even talked to people earlier that said they would be on here. I haven't heard them, so evidently they had other agendas tonight, you know.
Well, you got halftime coming up in 2 minutes and 34 seconds, so it might pick up at halftime.
It might.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a pretty good game. I'm watching it as I'm talking, and they just Golden State just tied it up with an and-one for Thompson.
And one.
They're going back and forth. And 47 apiece. Oh, he had to fall off LeBron.
Out of a milk carton. No, Thompson on Thompson. Tristan Thompson just fouled Klay Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been a back and forth game so far, man. It's been pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Ain't a blowout.
Definitely not a blowout, at least not yet. You know, that shit can change real fast.
You ain't never listened about that one.
So far, I say it's a good game for Golden State because they're quietly hanging in there. They really ain't giving the crowd a chance to get loose. Cleveland need about a 5 or 6 point run to get the crowd back in the game.
Yeah, man, well, as long as they hold on right now, it'd be the main thing to try to, if they can't blow them out, just stay close. And they ain't trying to look around, go to state losing the ball, so they hurting themselves.
Yeah, that could have been
an easy. They had quite a few turnovers.
That could have been an easy layup.
Yeah.
They're not good inside at all, man.
Yeah, he just
messed
around.
Look at that. Yeah, Cleveland on the run now.
Mm-hmm.
Kick the ball.
Yeah, they ain't calling no fouls, though. I would say that. The referees are not calling no.
They call them on one side.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you right.
That's just like that boy that did that layup. He got fouled. They didn't call nothing.
Yeah, that was a foul right there. That's a
look
foul.
Look at it. Now tell me, that's right. That's a foul like a mug all over the man. No
foul. Yeah, that's
foul.
A foul. Now why is it called a foul on this?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Ooh. In his face.
Now, why didn't he take that three? He was by himself.
Why he wouldn't shoot it?
That's as dumb as hell. See, they playing dumb,
but,
man. They going to get their ass
No. I mean, that actually
that's smart
basketball. Because if your jump shot not on, go to the hole. And that's what they're doing. But I want to say that was the quickest traveling call I ever seen. LeBron be taking 5 and 6 steps at one damn time.
He shouldn't have gave that opportunity. The man was wide open by himself.
Yeah.
In that
yeah,
corner,
he was.
He should have shot that shit whether you hit or not.
Yeah, you're right.
Wide open.
Hey, Crooked Ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ain't gave me no report, so I need to hit. Oh my God,
ooh.
When the sun is going back. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Better
call a
timeout.
I need to hear what is the up? What's the report on the grandbaby, man? Cause you ain't called me and told me nothing. So how is
cheating,
man?
I've been running, man. He can't do his surgery and everything. He was good, man. You know what I'm saying? But he still got four more to go. So he'll be up there for another five, 6 days.
Was that not a foul?
In his throat where they had the tube in and he was having a problem breathing. And I don't know.
He ain't calling
it.
Wow. This is a foul. That is a foul, sir. No way possible you can't tell me that's not a foul.
Oh, my God.
And then that is a foul. That's a foul. Look at you on the man's arm. That's a foul.
I don't understand.
And
yeah.
And he just see Kurt technical foul.
Kurt mad than a motherfucker, man. They got security for the ref, man. And then gave Cleveland technical note, didn't
they? They gave the technical foul on
Golden State.
Yeah, on the coach. So when they get back, he's shooting free throw.
Wow. Cleveland gonna be getting free throws, right?
I think the fix is in, man. They got Las Vegas got something to do with this game, man.
Hell yeah.
hey nephew, you going to Grove tomorrow?
I'm planning on it, sir.
Yeah. I hope I can get clear in time to make at least the end part of it. That Cox race is normally a good race.
Nope,
normally
you can't tell me that no more. You can't tell nephew you come to this track no more.
Right,
nope.
No, I'm just going to show up and tap you on the shoulder. That's all.
Nope, I ain't trying to get that.
La, 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 la.
Yep, you ain't.
La, 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 la.
Yep. Yeah. Little baby running around here somewhere.
Yeah, he probably is. He heard that. He heard that. I think he's trying to say Big Mark a lie.
No. We ain't that season, would it? Mm-mm. Like I said last week, I was definitely coming if you'd have brought the car. Because I sure asked if you'd brought it. But I was kind of tired. And then when they said, like I said, Tommy Gunn wasn't going to race. I was like, well, hell, he had two races booked. He ain't racing. I said, all right, well, I'll stay at home. I just stayed back and got some rest. But if you'd have brought your car, I definitely would have been there to support you. That's 100.
Well, I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it, man. I'm bringing the car this week. I'm bringing nephew car there. I'm driving it, too.
Okay. All right, you know I was part owner of the Empire State Building. I want to sell a couple floors, too, if you want to buy it.
Man, what you trying to say, man?
I just said what I do. I ain't said nothing about you. But if you feel something wrong, it could be wrong.
Hey, Big Mog, I would tell you, Big Mog, not to even to succumb to to what you just heard Big Eddie just say. don't even allow yourself to process that, man. Don't even process that.
Okay.
Don't
process it, man.
So Eddie is a bad dude, man. I can't wait till old hot sauce get finished, man. When hot sauce get finished, man, it's on and popping, man. Hey. Hey, Big Mog, you seen the stick on the back of Eddie Wendell, man?
Seen the back window?
Yeah, on the back window of his car, man.
I don't remember.
You ever heard that commercial with that old lady on there say, we put this issue on everything?
Well, you breaking up. I didn't hear that.
I say, have you ever heard that commercial on the radio with that about that barbecue sauce or that hot sauce when the old lady say, we put this on everything?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's on Eddie Back Window, man.
No, man.
So no sooner than he fired that motherfucker up, we putting that car on everything.
hey, look, when he get the car together now, we ain't gonna hit it with a bottle of champagne. We gonna hit it with a bucket of KFC chicken wings.
Oh man, ain't nothing wrong with that. But his first race is against Phil Shula in the shadow, man.
No, man. And I'm gonna knock his nuts out too.
He didn't mean that, Phil Shula.
Phil Shula better not be on this motherfucking line.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's Stokey? Is Stokey on tonight?
I ain't heard
from Stokey tonight, man.
We ain't heard Stokey all day.
I heard from him once a day when I was on my way to the doctor. That was it. But, nephew, look here, man. I'm about to call it, man. I mean, we can either stay on here and lollygag with each other. Ain't nobody hitting the one button.
Man, it's up to you, man, and I say, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, Crooked Letter. Seems like we at a funeral, man. I want to ask anybody if they got anything they want to say. Is anybody out there want to hit the one button and say something? Because, you know, right now we at a funeral, and I don't really like that. So we're going to start counting it down. Anybody got something to say?
Speak now, forever.
If you're already on, just come on out and, you know, talk about it.
Mr. Criminal, the mic is open.
Oh, no.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
I know he didn't just get in the queue like that.
Yeah. You know, I didn't want to come on, man. You know, when you go to a funeral, you gotta say something at a funeral.
Down on your ass, I'm going, Smooth Criminal.
Hey, Crooked Letter. Crooked Letter. Crooked Letter. Hey, Crooked Letter. I remember, nephew.
Yeah.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Mind, Crooked Letter, I want my turkey sandwich extra juicy. No mayo.
You want your turkey sandwich extra juicy with no mayo?
Extra juicy, no mayo. Lettuce,
tomatoes,
extra meat. You got it, Crooked Letter?
Yeah. You do all that what you want to. I want turkey, ham, and bacon on my goddamn sandwich.
Ham and bacon.
and might ask for a couple pieces of pepperoni or salami on that motherfucker.
You can get whatever you want on it, sir. Hey,
I want a damn Dagwood sandwich.
Well, you hear about it Sunday evening, sir.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, race ready.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But we know Terry is gonna show up and show out, so you know.
Oh, man, you know I am. Man, please.
Nah, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I'm just gonna say it right here now. We didn't put no stipulation in it, but now you know if you pay the park, you still gotta pay that sandwich.
What's that now?
Yeah.
You pay the park, you still gotta pay that sandwich now.
Man, hey. Ain't no problem at all. It ain't never that. Man, hey. As they used to say back in the old days, that bit June used to say, this Hubba Bubba here, baby.
Yeah, Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
Hubba Bubba.
I don't think about this Hubba Bubba here. This Hubba Bubba for you going to be, if you say Hubba Bubba, no trouble. But for you, Hubba Bubba, you had a lot of trouble.
I don't.
I heard that. Terry,
I don't think so. Yes, sir.
DP man, who the BP man?
You and Big Eddie. Shit, I got co-hosts for BP, man.
Need me and Big Eddie to BP, man?
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah. Nephew, I got nephew, and it got locked in on a Big Eddie Nephew show.
Yeah, oh, okay. You got
they
that,
gonna call
sir.
It right. They gonna call it right. I ain't got any worry about that. It be called right.
Yeah, it's gonna be called right.
Shit, you call it at the 3:30 mark. At Chicken
right,
Hand
right,
got
right.
Away.
Ray Charles can shoot his hand up in the grave and call it at 3:30 mark.
Mm-hmm.
He's one on the other end saying he gonna be singing goddamn the old song while you saying, ooh, it's over. It's over.
Well.
Oh man! I tell you about
crooked
that
letter.
Old crooked letter, boy.
Crooked letter. I can't. Crooked letter. You got to remember that you remember. I can't lose. I stopped all of me. I love being the underdog.
You go to the track. I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah, well, you know what?
All my life.
If I was the favorite.
Oh,
I
shit.
Yeah, I missed again.
That's Crooked Ladder, man. Right. That's Crooked Ladder in rap form, man.
Man, Crooked Ladder, you don't go somewhere and hug.
You gonna be singing that old song instead of saying why have I lost you? You gonna be saying why did I lose? Cause dog gonna blow your asshole out. You gonna be like,
lock me in, dog.
Oh shit.
Crooked ladder, ain't worried about dog.
Ooh, that was a low blow.
He missed that show, Leon. He missed it. Huh?
Let me tell you a secret. The only reason I'm fucking with Leon like that is because Leon came on fucking with me. But now I don't know what him and dog gonna do or whatever. But as for Terrio.
Hey, man, dog, we don't want no more of that, man. Willie Dog said he don't want no more of that crooked ladder.
I went to kill this giant a month ago, and he ran in the cave and hid. And I couldn't find him. He was in that cave and hid.
That dog could be locked. I must have locked.
But this time, I'm going to be out there real bright and early waiting on that giant. And little Goliath is going to kill the giant, man. Right? That's the whole motto of this whole thing.
Terrio, what you got going on tomorrow?
I'm frying chicken, but I got Dr. Bombay in the fryer Sunday.
I think I'm going to go to the Grove tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be at 41 Sunday.
I can't sit around waiting no more for the race. I think I'm going on up there and go up there tomorrow.
Hey, Terrio.
Yes, sir.
You and Mark calling Dr. Pompey. Y'all forget one thing about Dr. Pompey. That motherfucker was a warlock. He was a real witch guy. But when you get a spell, can't on your ass.
I'm going to get it right, y'all. He never got it right, though. He never got it right, though, Crooked Letter. He always gave the wrong antidote shit. So he never got it right. And Donya ain't going to get it right yet. He ain't going to get it right.
Okay. I'm watching.
Yeah. Hey, man. Shit. I'm like a $6 million man. I'm new and improved now.
Yep.
I'm going to show you how you get up there and don't play around. Just take care of business.
Hey, you know how you got a new theme song, right? Hey, you know how you got a new theme song, Terrio? You remember the group called the Black Sheep? Remember they had that song? You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or this is where it is.
Oh, shit.
I like that.
Oh, man. Pulling the stops out.
Well, we're going to find out, though. We're going to find out.
On a whole
full-ass
concert tonight.
We ain't afraid of this.
I'm telling you,
baby.
Man, a Crooked Letter concert.
Hey.
We ain't afraid.
Out of that, he gonna go back to old Public Enemy when they first came out, that old song. Yo, Bum Rush Show, you're going to get yours.
Womp, 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 womp.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And then he's gonna play a whole Kool Moe Dee for your ass. 3 days later, go see the doctor.
And nephew, why don't you get a hold of the show, man? Why don't you get a hold of the show, nephew?
Say that again, Big Eddie.
Why don't you get a hold of
the
show, man?
Please don't tell me drip, drip, drip. Hey,
are you want me to get a hold of the
drip,
show?
Drip, drip.
That's right. Man, that's Captain Crooked Letter, man. You know when he get back in them, you know. You know when Captain Crooked Letter getting them oldies.
Have a nice night. Bye-bye.
He gonna do what he do. You know what I'm saying?
Crooked Letter just scared me, and I know I'm a crazy wild ass freak. He said pussing and drip, drip, dripping. 3 days later, he said, I gotta go see the doctor. Hey. I don't care if you're a Crooked Letter. I got what I asked for, baby. I got what I asked for. Only in America.
Hey,
I'm
boy,
the greatest,
boy,
baby.
Hey. We're going to say that old song off Ice Cube. We're going to say shit. He was out there. He said, I ran Terrio. And I had to duck and dodge and try to creep with her. Damn, if I want to see anybody see me with her.
So, oh,
anyway,
shit.
Ain't going to be seen with it. He going out there front your head.
Shit.
Hey, Crooked Letter.
Ma'am?
Let's go on and thank everybody for calling in, man. Appreciate those who did call in, even those who was listening. You know, we appreciate it. Wish we could have got a little more activity going for y'all tonight. So with things being the way they are and everybody enjoying this game tonight, we're going to go ahead and shut this down a little early and for those who listen on the internet and those who listening and those who joined us today, I really appreciate it. So, Crooked Letter, why don't you do what you do, man? Take us out of here.
Hey,
go ahead,
nephew.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Hey,
Crooked. Go ahead. Wait.
I was going to tell you, Crooked Letter, outro.
You know what I was told the other night now.
Don't do it, Crooked Letter. One more time, then we'll start the other thing next weekend. We'll start the other thing.
Do
what
you do.
Let it go.
Do what you
do. Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show with co-host Nephew, 2015 Grudge Racers Rookie of the Year. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.